Pavvaser, Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. A Mechalik Nechasav Al Piv. A person's giving out his Nechasim without writing it down. He's doing it through his mouth, meaning he's verbally dividing his assets. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Echad Bari Ve'echad Mesukon. Whether it's somebody healthy or somebody that's a Shechid Meira on his deathbed, somebody that's in Sakana. Nechasim Sheish Lam Achrayas, Niknim Bekesef Uvishtar V'chazaka. Nechasim that have Achrayas, which is referring to land, they are only given over, purchased with money, with shtar, and chazaka, just like a regular case. Rabbi Eliezer does not hold that divrei shchiv meirah chesuvim suvim damo. He doesn't hold that the words of a shchiv meirah on his deathbed do not need a kinyan. Rather, Rabbi Eliezer holds that a shchiv meirah is like everybody else. He needs a kinyan. V'she'ein lein achrayis, ein niknin ala b'meshicha. And something that does not have achrayis, let's say metaltalin. So for example, a shirt. The only way to give over a shirt is with Meshicha. And it's lav dafka Meshicha. It just means the normal ways to acquire a shirt. Meshicha is a prime example. It's the most used one. But like we said, Hagbah, raising it, Mesira, or acquiring it through Karka, putting it on property. All these cases, they need to be done. Words don't work. But like we know, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer here. Amru lo, the Chum said to him, Maisa b'imen shal b'nei Roichel. There was a Maisa with the mother of the sons of Roichel. Roichel was the name of a person. Doesn't sound like the biggest tzaddik with a name like Rochel, which is like Rechilus. So there were the son of Roichel, Shaisa Chola. So the mother was sick. Their mother was sick. The Amran, she said, Tnu kivei nasi leviti. Give my cloak to my daughter. V'hi b'shnei masar mana. And it's worth 12 mana. V'meis, and she died. V'kimu es tvaraha. And the Beis Din was mekayim their words. They did not give it to the sons. So you see from here that just words of a shechiv meira don't need a kinyan, because Beis Din gave it to the daughter. Amar lahen, so Rabbi Eliezer said back to the chamim, b'nei roichel, tekabrem iman. You can't bring a rife from b'nei roichel, they were rishayim. Their mother should have buried them while she was alive. And that's why the chum gave it to the daughter. In a normal case, you would not have given it to the daughter, the chum would have given it to the sons. The chachamim aimrim. And this is not the same chacham as the Reisha. This is a different chacham. Chacham say, B'Shabbos Tvarav Kayamin. On Shabbos, the words of a Shechiv Meira are upheld. Mipnei Shein Yochol Lichtov. The reason that is because he's not able to write. So, if on Shabbos the Shechiv Meira is dying and he's appropriating his assets, that's good enough. Avaloi B'chol. But not during the week, because during the week he can write and there can be a full kinyan. Rabbi Yeshua Omer B'Shabbos Amru Kal V'Chomer B'chol. Rabbi Yeshua says, not only on Shabbos, but all the more so on Chol, because it makes more sense that it's more fitting that you should allow a matnas shchiv meira without a kinyan as long as you have the ability to do a kinyan. We have many times in Shas, it's a klal called Kol Haroi Labila Ein Bila Ma'kevesbo. It's a concept as long as it's said by Karbanis, by Menachos, but it's a concept of as long as you have the ability to do something, even if that thing wasn't technically done, we say that you don't need that thing to be technically done. So in this case, for example, during the week, it makes more sense that since you can do a kinyan during the week, therefore you don't have to actually do it. We allow it to happen even without it. So a shchiv meira, we allow him to do it with just his words. So that's why if you allow it to do it on Shabbos when you can't even do a kinyan, all the more so you should be able to do it when there's no kinyan. Kiyotzibo, the same type of thing. Zachen l'kotun ve'in zachen l'godl. That you can be mezake to a kotun, because a kotun can't be kona by himself, so we allow a kotun to acquire things through somebody being mezake to him. That's without a shliach, a person just mezake to somebody else. Ve'in zachen l'godl, but you can't be mezake to a godl, according to the shita. Similar to Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Rabbi Yeshua aimer l'kotun amu kal v'chomer l'godl. And Rabbi Yeshua, the same thing like we just said, kol haroi l'bila ein bila ma'kevesbo. Which in this case is that if they're able to be mezaka to a katan that can't be kona by himself, all the more so, and they allowed the method of zikui, which is being mezaka for somebody else, and they allowed that method, all the more so they would allow zikui by a gadol that can acquire something. Even though you're not doing a maisa kinyan, since you can do a kinyan, we'll let you be mezaka to him. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua here.